Oh my God, yeah. And me and Spaz, oh my God, we would make flyers. That's Sure Shot had a printer, had a real nice printer for its time, you know, not just one of those purple circle machines. I don't even know what they had a printer. We were making flyers. We were cutting out. We'd get a piece of paper, and I think the paper had to be off red to come across as white, but that doesn't matter. So we have a piece of paper, and we cut out pictures, and we cut out fonts from newspaper, and we would glue them on, and then it was like a mimeograph, but mimeograph in two colors. And we would use colored paper. We would use greens and reds and orange with black print and green print, and we would go to bars, and which is a huge no-no. We would go to a bar, a rock bar, and put flyers on the cars until someone caught us. Man, we got our ass beat once, man. I took a fist to the face for doing that. And these guys, you know, twisted my arm, taking flyers off. You know, we risked health. We would do it. We would go to Cobo and Cobo Roof and just put out flyers on car windows. We'd have, you know, a couple hundred each. And but you'd have to do it fast, and you'd have to do it in the dark. And yeah, that's how we would get the word out. We didn't have money to put an ad in a paper. And although the Metro Times was huge, oh my, the Metro Times was just as important as the radio, because they started writing about us. And then they offered very affordable advertising, which they still do. And they were really cool looking advertising. We were able to bring art to the Metro Times, and then they would print it. You know, they would have the back page would have all the bars, and the scene was just huge. The competition didn't really matter, because there, you know, the scene meaning the fan base of people coming out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays nights were amazing, you know. It's but yeah, word of mouth was 90% of it.